You're listening to SBS News.
The Queensland Government has given the Adani Company approval to go ahead with the building of its controversial Carmichael coal mine. The state's Environment Department has approved the company's proposed management of groundwater on and off the site. Adani CEO Lucas Dow has warmly welcomed the approval, saying work on the mine's infrastructure is now able to begin.
We're now looking forward to getting going. This is obviously also a great day for not only our project, but more broadly for regional Queensland and in particular North and Central Queensland. So we're now focused on getting on with the job, and we want to say a big thank you to all those folks that have stood beside us, particularly those people in North and Central Queensland. And now it's very much a case for us of getting on and delivering upon the promise.
It's a sentiment echoed in a statement by the Federal Minister for Resources in Northern Australia, Senator Matt Canavan.
Today's announcement that the Queensland Government has made the final approval before construction of the Carmichael mine can begin is an historic day for Queensland. It's been more than 50 years since a new coal basin has opened in Queensland, so this development is of huge importance to the economic future of Queensland.
The decision comes despite some water experts warning the mine could dry out ancient springs in the region and have dire effects on the health of the Carmichael River. Queensland Environment Minister Leanne Enoch says her department sought expert advice before approving Adani's water plan.
The Groundwater Dependent Ecosystem Management Plan is a critically important document, which puts in place safeguards for the protection of groundwater in the project area, including the Doomabella Springs complex. Assessment of the groundwater plan has been subject to a thorough scientific process.
Not everyone is convinced, with many worried for the future of water in the region and the environment as a whole. Queensland Green Senator Larissa Waters says the decision to approve the mine is irresponsible, as the true extent of the environmental impact isn't known.
Even in the speech where they gave the approval, the minister acknowledged that there's still a lot of uncertainty about the real water impacts of this mine. So they don't even actually understand how bad this mine and its water impacts are going to be, and yet they've approved it anyway. It makes a mockery of the environmental approval system. It's been a highly politicised process. It's lacked transparency.
That argument is also made by environmental groups who are condemning the Queensland Government's decision. Australian Conservation Foundation CEO Kelly O'Shaughnessy says the approval shows the government is only thinking about its own future.
The Queensland Government have put politics over science, they have put politics over the need for a safe climate, and they have put politics over the need to make sure that our precious water is used for our environment and our farmers, not great big coal mines.
The Queensland Government approval comes at a time where many countries are moving away from using coal as the primary source of power. University of Sydney Professor of International Law, Tim Stevens, says there is no way Australia can stay within its Paris Agreement targets while developing the Galilee Basin. He says the government needs to consider how the mine impacts Australia's global commitments.
We're now at the stage where countries need to be winding back coal development and fossil fuel-fired power stations. And so Australia is, I think, in a particularly difficult position here. It will cop a lot of international flak, including from our Pacific neighbours, over this decision.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.